Dear brothers and sisters, good morning to you all.
Good morning, everybody on the line. Also, good morning, everybody on the line.
在线上的大家早上好。
And then you just try to feel, 用中文讲，你试着就是想自己在参与在这个地方。
Emerge yourself as if you are in this place.
等一会如果有什么感动，也可以来分享。
If the Holy Spirit touches you, you can also share here as well.
刚才在敬拜的时候就是唱到，就是说神的爱不离不弃。
So during the worship, we said about how God's love will never leave us or forsake us.
真的，我每一次在唱歌敬拜的时候，我真的非常感动。
So every time we worship God, I always felt touched by the Holy Spirit.
他的爱是永远不变的。
Because His love never changes.
有时候我们一星期一星期过去，一星期一星期来敬拜，但是我们好像感觉不到神的爱。
So as the weeks pass by and things changes in our life, sometimes we don't feel God's love.
但是呢，其实他就在我们的旁边，一直在看顾着我们。
But the truth is, he's always beside us, and he always looks over us.
那我讲到这里，我要做一个最近的一个见证，非常的鼓励我。
So, I want to share my testimonies. It really encouraged me.
有时候你觉得生活非常的平静，不知道神是不是和我同在。
Sometimes life can be very, calming, and you don't know whether God is with you or what.
那前两天呢，就是我有一个年轻的访客就走了，他要结婚回印度，所以给了我一个月的通知，所以十一月一号他要走。
So a while ago, one of my tenants, he's a young man, he told me that he's going to leave, for his wedding in India, so he's.Gave me 1 month notice, so he's leaving tomorrow, November 1st.
那他在这一个月的时间呢，我们就找一个访客，希望能够来接替他。
So during this month, we are trying to find a new tenant to fill his place.
那其实有好多的这个月见呢，好多，但是没有一个合适的，要么他们不喜欢我，不觉得我们的地方不合适，要么我们觉得他们不合适。
We did have many appointments, but however, we didn't find the right person because the other party didn't feel that our place fits for them, and sometimes it's our part we don't feel that they fit for the place.
在前天的时候，前天的时候呢，前天晚上就有一个小女孩从印度来的，20岁来留学的，她就要找地方。
So the day before yesterday, so a girl from India, she is an international student, so she wanted to find a place to stay.
大家知道，就是有时候神呢带领非常的奇妙，神讲话也非常的奇妙，神在我们的灵里面会有这个感动。
So you know, it is wonderful when God, sometimes God leads you, and sometimes God speaks to you in a wonderful way. So.We felt that the Lord is speaking to us.
他前天晚上来看房子，看房他说他喜欢。那接下来呢，我要给另两个男孩子要，让他们看房。我说你先回去。
So we showed her the place, and she said she liked it. And but I told her that she has to go home because there are other two boys are going to come over to look over the spot, this place as well.
那当时呢，师母就给我打电话说，就租给这个女孩子。
But then my wife called me and told me that just give the space to this girl.
那后来我就说，你待在这里，我把那两个给他们讲完了以后，你待在这里，我跟你谈。
So I told her that can you stay here for a while? I will talk to the other two boys first.
那后来呢，我就给他谈好，我太太说要租给你，我就租给你了。
So I told her that because my wife said so, so I'm going to rent to lease you this place.
后来他就说要去定金，我带他去银行，结果银行都关门，我带他去好几个银行，在路上呢我们就有一段谈话。
So I took her to the bank to, for the deposit. We went to several banks, but because it's late, so most of the banks were closed. So on the way, I talked with her.
后来我也带她回家。
And then after that, I took her home as well.
那一开始呢，我觉得这个小孩子，这个20岁出来，她父母也太放心了吧，那么小女孩。
So at first I thought, okay, she is a very, she's a young girl. She's only 20 years old. And her parents are, you know, like, willing to let go of her.
我就想，我说，哎呀，我要，让她要小心一点。你看，我让她上车，她就上车。我带她去哪里，她就去哪里。被坏人骗了怎么办？
So, so I told her to be careful because she was willing to hop on my car and then willing to, you know, trust me and then I take her to wherever places. So I want her to be careful.
她就跟我讲，哎呀，那加拿大的人真好。我说加拿大的人不是都真好的。
She said, oh, Canada is a wonderful place. Everybody is nice. And then I told her, no, not everybody is nice here.
我说你要多多问问你的亲戚该怎么处事在这里。
So I told her that she should, you know, consult her relatives to see how she should be like socialized in Canada.
她已经跟亲戚在这个大阪。
Because she has one of her relatives is also in Vancouver.
结果后来她就讲到，她说他们，她的在父母去 church 在印度。
Later on, she mentioned that her parents go to church in India.
那我想呢，就是说，她说的 church 是那个 Sikh temple 还是我们的 church？ 因为她是来自 Punjab，就是那地方都是锡克教徒。
Okay. So I didn't know when the church she mentioned was actually Christian church or a Sikh temple because she's a Punjabi. So most people from Punjab is they believe in Sikh.
我说你们那边都大部分人都是锡克教徒是不是？他说是的，但是他说我是基督徒。
And I asked her, is that true that most of people from speak Punjabi believe in Sikh? And she said yes, that's true, but I am a Christian.
我说这很有趣啊。他说我说你知道吗？我也是基督徒。
And I told her, did you know that I am also a Christian as well?
他就我说我还是牧师。
And I told her that I am also a pastor.
他说他很吃惊。他说我父母呢成天就说你要去教会要祷告。
And she told me that my parents always asked me to go to church to pray.
他就说我的父母呢他就都一直在为我祷告，你要在加拿大遇上合适的人。
So my parents always pray for me so that I can meet the right person, right people in Canada.
他说呢为什么这么紧的要租房子呢，是他住的一个地方，这个不是他的亲戚。是免费住几天，但是呢他们现在很快让他们要走。
So the reason why she has to find a place to stay is because she's staying temporarily in a place. It's not one of her relatives. She's staying there for free, but however she has to move out.
假设这几天就要让她赶快找房子。
So she has to move out within days.
那我就想到这个就非常的奇妙，就是她这几天就要找房子，我们呢前面就是找不到人。你想想，11月1号就我们就需要人进来，对吧？但是呢，你想10月30号、10月29号，就两三天的时间要找合适的人，对我们来说好像很难的。
So I thought it's wonderful because first of all, she has to move out within a couple of days, and on our end, we've been trying to find a tenant for over a month. We couldn't find it, and now it's towards the end of the month, 29th, 30th. Now it's not just a coincidence.
那回过头来想的话呢，就是神就是在看顾他。
So when you think about this, you will know that God is taking care of her.
神就是说不让我们把房子租给别人，你放着一个月的时间你就租不出去。
So God didn't allow this place to be rented out for someone else. That's why within the month we couldn't find anybody.
而且神也让他有去的地方，为什么呢？那个他住的地方给他两三天的时间，他一个小女孩哪里去找房子？
And also, at the same time, God also gave her a temporary place to stay as a little girl, like what else she could find.
所以你知道这个神所听祷告的神，
so、
他说他的父母就是非常的虔诚，就一直会祷告。
So you know that God is a God who listens to our prayers because her parents pray and God responded.
所以我讲这个见证的目的呢，就是要让大家知道，在日常生活里面，其实神一直在听你的祷告，神一直在看顾着你，看顾着你的儿女。
So what I'm saying is that God is always listening to your prayers. God is taking care of you and taking care of your children, your family.
所以从这件事情，我也非常的吃惊，就是说，他是彭加里来的人，他说他是个基督徒。
And also, I'm really shocked. Even though she was a Punjabi, and but she is a Christian.
她在找房子，她就找到我这个基督徒。
She's looking for a place to stay, and she found me a Christian.
她还有另外一个 roommate 是19岁，她20岁，两个都是小女孩，都印度来的。
So she has a roommate as well. The other girl is 19 years old. She's 20.
所以就是从这些事情呢，我们看到就是说。神真的是非常的爱他的儿女。
So from this we know that God truly loves His children.
鼓励大家呢，在任何的一个情况下呢，就是再一次的让我们提醒我们神给我们所立的约。
So in no matter the situation, please constantly remind yourself that God's covenant with us.
那讲到这里呢，今天我们要讲今天是 Halloween， 叫传统的 Halloween。
So now I'm going to talk about Halloween.
那在这个期间呢，大家要来要警醒祷告。
So during this time, you should be alert and be on your prayers.
因为这些节日呢，就是说有好多的人呢，他非常的会 into it， 就是他会灵里面会陷在里面，就是说会有，所以灵界的好多东西会是很活跃的。
So because during this time, a lot of people will, you know, practice a lot of spiritual things. That's why the spiritual atmosphere is quite active.
就像我们基督徒聚在一起祷告的时候呢，有很多基督相信基督的活动的时候呢，那个时候神的宝座会设立在那个地方。圣经这样讲。
So just like as Christians, when we gather together to pray, God's throne was be established.
所以好多人刚受到神的同。在好多的圣经其实发生。
So people will feel the Holy Spirit and they will see miracles.
那这个灵界的东西呢，它会通过这些东西信心来工作。
So spiritual works will move through faith.
所以不要小看这些东西，但是同时我们不是说撒旦有多厉害，不是说来要觉得他很厉害，但是呢一定要警醒。
So we do not, you know, like look down on these things, but at the same time, we need to be alert about the spirit realm.
所以在这个日子里面呢，我们一定要警醒的来祷告。
So during this time, we have to be alert and pray.
彼此带祷。
And intercede for each other.
为我们的孩子带祷，为我们的邻居孩子带祷。
Pray for our children. Pray for our neighbors' children.
那讲到这里呢，我们就一起来，我们全教会来做一个祷告。
So as a whole church will pray right now.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次来到你的跟前。
Yes, Lord. Once again, we come before you.
在这 Halloween 的日子里面，我们宣告耶稣已经胜过了撒旦一切的作为。
So during this Halloween, we proclaim that Jesus Christ has already overcome the Satan's evil works.
你在圣经里面讲到呢，恶者已经受到了审判。
So in the Bible, you said that evil ones has already been punished.
那世界的王在我里面毫无所有。
So and the king of this world has nothing to do with me.
同时，我们来也要你说，让我们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
But at the same time, you said that we need to be alert and pray because we need to be alert and pray.
因为魔鬼像吼叫的狮子一样，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Because the Satan is just like a roaring lion looking for people to devour.
主啊，是的，主，但是我们要保守，求你就保守在我们的你的爱里面。
Keep us in your love.
主啊，让我们全心身心灵都是洁净的，撒旦在我们的身上没有任何的地步。
So that our spirit, our body, our soul will be clean, and spirit realm has nothing to do with us.
所以我们也为我们的亲人宣告，为我们的儿女宣告，仇敌在我们的身上没有任何的权利。
We also proclaim, on behalf of our relatives, our families, our friends, that Satan has no authority over them.
耶稣基督是我们的王，是我们的主。
Jesus Christ is our King, our Lord.
耶稣基督是万王之王，万主之主。
Jesus is the King of all kings and Lord of all lords.
耶稣基督是天上地下一切灵界势力的主。
Jesus Christ is the Lord over the heaven and earth, over all the authorities, the spiritual authorities.
我们宣告耶稣基督的名在我们的亲人的身上。
We proclaim Jesus' name over our families.
在这个时候，也我们的邻居来祷告，为这个国家的人民来祷告，孩子们来祷告，主啊，你来保守这些这个好多时候左手不知道右手的人。
And we also pray for our neighbor's children, pray for this nation, pray for those who do not recognize their left hand from their right hand.
主啊，这个时候你来让人们来思考你的恩典，思考你的救恩。
And so that we can meditate on your grace, on your mercy.
甚至在 Halloween 的日子，他们要遇见你。
So even during Halloween, they will meet you, Lord.
因为耶稣是让人真正得自由、得安息、得喜乐的那一位。
Because Jesus is the one who gives us true peace, true rest.
哈利路亚，奉着主耶稣的名。
Hallelujah, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 那有几件事情呢，简短的来报道一下。
So I want to give few announcements.
第一个呢，就是你的十一的奉献，鼓励大家在网上来奉献。
So first of all, is your tithes and offering. I encourage you to do that online.
那我们时不时的也会阿文会发一下怎么样来奉献，非常方便。
Alvin will also send you the instruction of how to do it. It's quite easy.
所以你奉献的呢，就到时候我们教会会出这个奉献的收据，让你报税啊各方面来用。
So our church will also give you the receipt for tax purposes.
所以你在奉献的时候呢，你把你地址啊，法律的姓名要写清楚。
So, please put down your address and your legal name, when you do the donate. I mean, yeah, the tithe offering, so that the receipt can be written correctly.
那我们中间有一些新的朋友不太明白奉献的意义。
And so some of us, maybe new within us that do not know the meaning of tithe and offerings.
啊，你可以来读圣经，也可以跟我们的弟兄姐妹来讨论。
So you can read your Bible and also talk with our brothers and sisters.
啊，你也可以在网上听讲道。
You can also listen to similar sermons online.
啊，有好多的讲道这一方面的。
So there are many sermons online.
那鼓励大家，你在听讲道的时候呢，你常常做一个祷告。
So I encourage you to pray when you listen to sermon.
啊，你说神啊，你来带领我听那一篇讲道。
So ask.Lord, lead me to listen to what you want me to listen.
因为现在有太多的东西要听要看。
Because there are too many things for you to, you know, like to listen to.
啊，听也听不完，看也看不完。
So there's endless things that you can learn, you can listen to online.
啊，好多时候真的也是，我们也不太确定那些是从神来的，不是从神来的。
Sometimes you will be unsure whether these things are from God or not.
所以你做祷告呢，神就会带领。
So when you pray, God will lead you.
那另外呢，就是说这个学校呢，再次的告诉我们呢，他们在路线上面看到，我们有些人没戴口罩，因为上个礼拜有个柜子破了以后呢，我们报告给他们，他们就看了一下回放录像，他说柜子破了没关系，你们好多人没戴口罩。
So please, so should I wear my?
没事。
So I just want to remind you that last week one of the glasses broken in the corridor. So we wrote an email to them. They say it's okay if it's broken. However, they see that from the recording that some of us are not wearing masks.
因为他特别提醒我们，就是学校的这个要求呢，跟教会的要求是不太一样的。
So they want to remind us that the the requirement for school is different from requirement of a church.
所以我们这里的聚会是按照学校的要求。
So we are here. We have to comply with the requirement from school.
所以在五岁以上的呢，都要全程戴口罩。
So if you 5 and above, you have to wear your mask.
所以呢，就是Dustin， 你给太太。
我有，刚才。
不要让你觉得 guilty。那这是关于戴口罩的事情。
So this is the requirement for the mask。
那其实这个讲道的他们可以有距离的话可以不戴。
So if you are preaching, that if you keep your social distance, you can, exempt from wearing mask.
还有呢，就是说那个玻璃的柜子呢，你孩子忙的时候，就是说让他们尽量离开那个玻璃的柜子。
And also, if your children are playing close to the cabinet, please keep them away from the cabinet.
那上个礼拜就是一块玻璃打碎的时候呢，你发现那个玻璃呢，它力量还是蛮大的，它两块镶在这个地板上。
So last week the glass broke and it was actually quite heavy and then it hit the ground, it was too old on the ground.
所以就是说要非常的小心，我们为我们的孩子们也祷告。
So it's quite dangerous, we have to also pray for our children.
那所以呢，就是大家看着一点，让孩子呢尽量不要靠近那个玻璃柜子。
So we need to look out so that our children won't be, you know, too close to the, with the glass.
好，这就是今天的一些报道。
These are some of the announcements.
那今天我们讲到呢，我们就走到这个马太福音第五章。
So we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 5.
那我们来读一下33节到37节。
We will read from 33 to 37.
那我来读中文，让他来读英文。你们又听见有丰富古人的话说，不可起誓，不可背誓，所起的誓总要献出经手。只是我告诉你们，什么誓都不可起，不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的座位；不可指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳；也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大君的京城；又不可指着你的头起誓，因为你不能是一根头发变黑变白了。你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。那若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but keep the oath you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, becauseFor you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
那我们在这个中辈讲道的时候，我也给大家讲过，就我们不是针对任何的人。
So I told you before that when we talk about things like that, we are not attacking any one individual.
我们就会在主的面前来等候啊，就是神有时候呢就把一个信息放在我们的里面，好几个礼拜你就知道这是神不断的祷告，神要你讲的。
So we will we'll wait upon the Lord and the Lord will reveal to us that the things that we should be talking about.
那同时呢，我们讲的信息呢，他也会针对所有的人。
At the same time, our message can be targeting to all of us.
那为什么神要我们讲呢？就是说，大家需要。
Why God want us to speak on certain topic? Because people need it.
有时候我们不知道谁有需要，好多人不同的需要，但是呢，神知道。
Sometimes we do not know the needs of our people. However, God knows.
所以发现呢，就是说神在对着你讲话。
So sometimes you will find that it seems that God is speaking to you directly.
所以呢，这个时候你特别要有一个开放的心，要知道在这里呢，神是爱我们的。还要借着圣灵，借着牧者呢来讲话，要来帮助我来成长。
So please have this open mind that God is speaking to us. So that through the pastor, through the leaders, God is speaking to me.
为牧者是要让我来成长。
So the purpose is for me to grow.
目的是要让我更明白神的爱。
So the purpose is for me to understand more about God's love.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，不管是我们背景如何呢，不要让撒旦来借着这些东西来控告你，这个是非常重要，或者是破坏你和教会的关系。
So no matter what background you came from, but please do not make this into like some kind of conflict that put it in you between you and the church.
那所以呢，就是说，当我们讲道的时候呢，我们也一定要相信神的同在在这里，神就是爱。
So when we speak, you have to know that God is with us. God is love.
那今天这个信息呢，我们主要集中在就是说，耶稣说呢，是就是，不是就不是。若再多说，就出自那恶者。
So we want to focus on the last verse that let your yes be yes, your no be no. Anything more than that is from the evil one.
那从这个上下文看呢，就是一开始讲到就是启示啊，启示呢，你要启示的话呢，你一定要遵行旧约里面这样讲。
So at the first it says that about making an oath. So in the Old Testament it says when you make an oath, you have to comply.
那接着这个呢，耶稣就说呢，你不要启示。
So by this God, Jesus said that do not make an oath.
那我们可能要有两个问题哦。第一个，耶稣讲的是不是跟旧约是矛盾的呢？
So there are two questions. First of all, is Jesus contradict what it's talking about in the Old Testament?
第二个呢，你读到最后一节，你觉得这个耶稣是不是在骂人呢？
So if you read the last verse, do you think that you know like Jesus is, you know, condemning anybody?
那第一个呢，就是说，旧约讲到呢不可启示，对吧？所起的启示事呢，你总要经守，这是旧约里面讲的话。
So in the Old Testament, it said, "Do not 不要启示吗？
不可背誓，不可背誓。
So in the Old Testament, it said that you cannot, you know, like disobey your oath.
说你起了誓，你就要去做；许了愿，你就要来偿还。
So if you make an oath, you have to, you know, like comply to that.
那这在立位记，这在民数记，这在生命记都讲到。
So it is in the Numbers, Deuteronomy, and.
但是耶稣来呢，他就说什么？他说：“我要告诉你们。”我要告诉你们，什么气什么事都不可起。
But Jesus here, he said, "Let me tell you, but I tell you, but do not swear at all."
啊，事实上呢，就是说，旧约里面讲的不可以起誓呢，就是说你起了誓呢，你就要遵行，并没有说你要去起誓。
So in the Old Testament, it said that when you make an oath.You have to, you know, do according to your oath.
那耶稣这里讲的呢，其实跟旧约不矛盾。
So what Jesus said here does not contradict with the Old Testament.
那我们可以看见这个生命记的经文，在生命记23:21-23.
We can turn to Deuteronomy 23.
21-23.
Verse 21 to 23.
你向耶和华你的神许愿，偿还不可延迟，因为耶和华你的神必定向你追讨，你不偿还就有罪。你若不许愿，倒无罪。你嘴里所出的，就是你口中应许、甘心所向的，要照你向耶和华你神所许的愿，经守遵行。
If you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it.For the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. But if you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty. Whatever your lips utter, you must be sure to do, because you made your vow freely to the Lord your God within your own mouth.
那这里旧约究竟在讲什么呢？
So what does it really talk about in here?
他在讲呢，就是说你许了愿。就要去忠心。
So it actually says that if you make a vow, then you have to follow it.
那天我跟一个弟兄在车上聊天的时候，就说有时候这个中文圣经啊，和合本的一些话语呢，我们现在人不太清楚是什么意思。许了愿要偿还，这些文字呢比较古老。
So the other day I was talking with another brother about the Chinese version of the Bible. Like some of the words are used.In, you know, like, olden time, so it doesn't really make sense anymore.
那这样讲吧，简单的来讲呢，你说了话就要兑现。
So simply put is that when you say something, you have to do it.
你说了要做的事情，你要兑现。
So the things that you promise to do, you have to do it.
你如果不能兑现，你最好不要别说。
So if you cannot do it, please do not make a promise.
那刚才在生命记那段话呢，就是说你在神的面前向人或者向神说了话呢，你就要兑现。
So this is what Deuteronomy says, that if you make a promise between you and God, or between other people, then you have to follow it.
你说我不兑现呢？你说了不兑现，他说什么？你就有罪了。
So if you said something but you didn't do it, then you will be guilty.
那这个有罪了呢，就有问题了，就说你在就站不住了。
So if you're guilty, that means that you have a problem, you cannot stand firm.
那有罪的时候，当然就要处理罪了。有罪如果不处理呢，就会引起麻烦。
So if you have sin, then you have to deal with it, otherwise you will be in trouble.
所以那个地方讲呢，你不许呢，不许愿就没有罪。
That's why it says that if you refrain from making a vow, then you will not be guilty.
也就是说，你不要向人保证什么东西呢，你就没罪了。
Meaning that do not make a promise to other people, then you will not be guilty at all.
那所以这里耶稣讲的呢，跟旧约一点不矛盾。
That's why what Jesus said has it does not contradict with what is here in the Old Testament.
其实旧约里面也没有讲你应该怎么怎么起誓，应该他是说如果你起誓，如果你许愿。
And also in the Old Testament, it didn't say that. Oh, if you make a vow, I mean, you have to do it if you make a vow. It actually said that if you don't refrain making a vow, then you will not be guilty.
那旧约里面呢讲了说，如果你起誓要指着耶和华的名，他没有说你应该起誓，一定要起誓。
And the Old Testament said if you make a vow, you have to be using in the name of the Lord, but it didn't say that you have to or have not to make a vow.
那所以耶稣来呢，就是说要把这个我们带到最初的神的心意，就是说神的心意呢，就是说要让我们正正实实的来做一个正正实实的人。
So the purpose is for Jesus to take us to the original plan that God has for us.Because God wants us to be a, like a truthful person.
那他这里讲话就是说，旧约这样讲，我却这样讲，因为他是神的儿子。旧约是实现他的权柄，就是把神的权柄再次的，起初的权柄带到这里。
So that's why Jesus said that this is what's written in the Old Testament. But here I am. I tell you this, that He is the Son of God. He will bring us to the original.Plan that God is for us.
所以最初的时候呢，就是神要让人做什么
？So what God want people to do at first?
啊，神要让人呢，就是做一个真真实实、很自由的人，在神的恩典。
So God want His people to be a group of people who can be free and yeah.
那但是呢，他做了一些阐述，就是怎么样？为什么你不能启示呢？他说：“你不能自称天启示，因为天是神的座位。”
And Jesus said that some of the condition that you cannot make a vow because you cannot swear by heaven because it is God's throne.
那意思就是说，天是神的座位，那么大，对不对？那你能知道什么
？So meaning that that heaven is God's throne. Like who are you?
你能知道明天这个股票市场会怎么样吗？
Do you know about tomorrow whether the stock market can go up and down?
啊，你能知道就是说，明天会发生什么，气候会怎么变化吗
？Do you know what is going to happen to the weather tomorrow?
你能知道明天中国的政治发生什么变化，美国的政治发生什么变化吗
？Do you know if tomorrow the U.S. or the Chinese political party will changes?
那只有神知道。
Only God knows.
是不是？就是说，这个呢，就是我们要如果指着神的这个天启示的时候，要知道神在哪里呢？很大，很敬畏。
So if you put it to the heaven and make a vow, then you have to know God is almighty, He's great.
那我有时候举一些例子呢，听起来蛮负面的，我觉得还是得起大家来正面思考。
So I want to give you, a lot of times when I refer on my examples, a lot of them are negative. However, I want you to think about it from a positive perspective.
在三年前的时候，我接管 Hope 的那一块土地，刚买下来，那面有好几个租客，其中一个租客呢，他是一个单身，60多岁，一直过单身的生活，后来呢，我进去以后就说有一些改变。
So 3 years ago, God gave me the land that is in Hope, and so I have several tenants. One of the tenants is a single man. He's in his 60s. He has never married.
那他就我们有一些讲话呢，有一些东西，我们的必须要多收一点费用。他说 ，Ben, money is not a problem. 因为他刚得到一笔很大的财产。
So I was talking with him about, you know, raise a little bit for the rent, and he told me that being money is not a problem because he recently have some inheritance.
所以他很高兴。
So he was happy.
结果过了几个月呢，就是我另外一个房客说 ，Ben, Barry, 怎么他的车5-6天都没有动呢？窗帘也没有拉开呢？
So he was a happy man, and after a few months, my other tenant called me and said, "Hey, how come Barry's car never moved for the last few days, and his curtain is always closed?"
那我那时候正好在 Surrey， 我说，你赶紧打电话给前屋主，前屋主跟我关系很好，因为他住在 Chilliwack， 我说你叫他，他半个小时到，我要一个半小时才到，我觉得事情不妙，你叫他来。
So because I was in Surrey, and then I told this man to call the previous landlord, because I have a good relationship with the previous landlord. The landlord lives in Chilliwack. It only takes him about 30 minutes to go to Hope. For me, it takes me hour and a half.
而且前屋主呢有我所有的钥匙。
And the previous landlord has all the keys that I have.
来了以后，后来就发现这个房客呢，他已经死在里面好多天了。
So after that, we found out he has passed away in the unit for many days.
那我立刻打电话给前屋主说，我要不要过去？因为我是现在的房东啊，我有这个责任去过去处理这些事情。他说，你不要来了，我已经叫了警察，你来也没用，警察已经处理了。
The previous landlord said, I asked the previous landlord if I should go there right now to, you know, to deal with the situation. And then the landlord said, no, it's okay, I already called the police.
那真的非常的可惜，他是一个非常好的一个人，也是一个非常好的房客，但是呢，很快就没了。
So it's really sad that he was a nice man, a good tenant, but, you know, he was gone.
所以这里讲到呢，就是说神的事情，我们不知道明天怎么样。
So here I'm telling you that we do not know the future.
那所以他也说不要指着地起誓，对吧？地也不是你的，地上储藏什么东西，不储藏什么东西。
And here he also said that do not swear by earth because it is God's footstool.
他说也不要指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为那是大君王的京城。
He said, "Do not swear by Jerusalem because it's the city of the king."
那也就是说呢，今天你不要指着拜登总统起誓，也不要指着习近平主席来起誓。
So do not swear by President Biden. Do not swear by the Chinese Prime Minister.
就是这些东西都不在我们的手上。
Because all of this are not in our hands.
那讲这个的时候呢，最主要的，主耶稣有一个非常正面的一个思想，就是要来保护我。
So here Jesus has a very positive perspective, is to protect us.
不要把不该当的担子呢放在我的肩膀上。
So do not put unnecessary burdens on your shoulder.
有的人说这个我们怎么样怎么样投资，明天怎么样怎么样就有回报。
So sometimes you say, okay, we should invest, then we will have a return.
我们当肯弟兄在这方面有很深的体会，这个东西不在人的手上。
So our brother Duncan knows this clearly that these things are not in our hands.
那虽然这些东西有它经济的规律，但是呢，我们要敬畏的是神。
So even though these things has their, you know, patterns in the economics, but still we, it's in the God's hand.
那这里讲到就是说，另外也讲到就是不要随着我们的头起誓。那你因为你不能让你的一根头发变黑变白了。
And here he also said, do not swear by your head because you cannot turn your hair from white to black.
我不知道你有没有想过，耶稣为什么说人会指着他的头会起誓呢
？So have you ever wondered why Jesus would say something like that? You know, do not swear by your head.
那我跟你讲，耶稣讲的每一句话呢，它都是有非常重要的意义的。人为什么会指着他的头起誓呢？
So everything that Jesus said has its own meaning. So why we should not swear by our head?
那好多人认为我有这个 Elon Musk 的头脑。
So sometimes you may think that you have the, you know, the intelligence, the brain of Elon Musk.
哦，我有这个巴菲特的头脑，做生意。
So you may say, okay, I have the business mind like Buffett.
或者说我有很独特的思维方式。
Or else you will think that oh I have a very special way of logic thinking.
圣诞上就说，主说你要知道，你不能让你的一根头发变黑，也不能变白。
But please know that you cannot change your hair from black or white to black.
当然，我们现在的人说，现在科学技术可以染黑，也可以染白，明天就染白给你看，明天就染黑给你看。
So you may.Say that okay. Now we can dye our hair. I can change my hair. I can put a hair color. I can turn it white tomorrow.
耶稣讲的东西呢，就是实实在在的，能不能变黑，能不能变白。
So what Jesus saying is that you know, like from the true substance, can you turn something from white or black?
就是你真的能不能把你变年轻
？Can you truly turn yourself like younger?
啊，耶稣对这些表面的东西没有太大的兴趣。
So he is not interested in, you know, like skin deep things.
那耶稣讲的主要到讲那个真理，真理就是说是那个真实的东西。
So Jesus here is always talk about the truth, the real thing.
真实的东西就是你可以把你的房子建在上面不倒塌，把你的生命建在上面是不会倒塌。
So the true things is that how you can build your life on the true rock that it will never be destructible.
那所以呢，神就说你要知道，要回到一个非常真实的世界，就是 yes is yes, no is no.
That's why you have to return to the reality that let your yes be yes, your no be no.
啊，是就是，不是就不是。
So let your yes be yes and no no.
那第二个问题呢，我刚才问的，耶稣是不是最后一句话在骂人？若多说就出自于那恶者。
So and the last verse it says that if you say anything else beyond this comes from the evil one. Is he trying to condemn anybody?
那括号里面写的呢，或者是从那恶里出来的。
So here in the Chinese version it has a bracket saying that, yeah, same thing comes from the evil.
那如果是从恶者出来，就是从撒旦出来。
So if it is coming from the evil, that means it comes from Satan.
如果从恶里面出来，就是从罪恶里面出来。
So if it comes from Satan, then it's from sin.
那原文里面呢，因为它用一个定冠词，所以说可以翻译成恶者，也可以翻译成罪恶。
So here, the original text can mean evil or
evil. 就是说那个恶者。
Or the evil one.
那因为它有一个定冠词。
定冠词。
定冠词。Article. Yes, the article. The definite article. 那，所以呢，就是说，他讲这个话的时候，你说耶稣是不是骂我什么？我多说了一句话，就是撒旦来的。
So is Jesus trying to condemn us if I say something else more than that? Then it's from the evil one.
那我再次给大家讲，耶稣呢？
Once again, I tell you that Jesus do not, you know, like rebuke anybody.
圣经里面呢，神不骂人。
So in the Bible, God never rebuked anybody.
那我们为什么会觉得是耶稣在骂人呢
？How come you feel that we condemned by God?
我不知道你怎么想，是耶稣在骂人。
I don't know how you think, you know.
是因为我们的生活里面好多人都无端端的。就会拿一些东西来指 责你，定罪你。所以我们习惯了一些词呢，一听我们叫做那个叫做那个 button 一 push， 你就觉得好像你要跳起来。是因为我们人呢，罪恶的人，我们的父母啊，旁边的人呢，留下着一些坏的影响。
It is because we are sinners, and in our lives, you know, some people will, you know, say something that push the button within us that make us enraged. So.
那我们人呢，就是有时候说话就是要找些机会来贬低你。
So sometimes, people will try to say something to you that you know make you angry.
有些时候呢，就找一些机会来刺激。
Sometimes we'll find opportunities to, you know, like make you angry.
那如果耶稣是骂人的话，他不就出自那恶者了吗？
If Jesus really is, you know, condemning you, then isn't he from the evil ones too?
你明白吗？他不是出自于恶者，他的目的不是要定罪你，也不是要刺激你，要贬低你。
So do you understand that he is not the evil one? He is not here to condemn you or, you know, like rebuke you.
他不是多说话说闲话，耶稣不说多话，他说多说话就是出自恶者，他不会多说话的。
He is not, you know, making nonsense, because if he tried to say things more than he could say, then he is from the evil one.
你要知道，耶稣讲的话都是真理，就是真真实实就是这样。
So you have to know that all the words that Jesus spoke is truth.
也就是说，如果你多说了话，就是从撒旦来的。
Meaning that if you say more than that you should be saying, then you are, you know, those things are from the evil one.
那你越听越像是在骂人。
So the more you think about it, the more it seems like.
是，你需要被医治，你需要悔改。
You need to repent and you need healings from God.
需要有一个能听的。
You need to have an ear that can listen.
耶稣不是在骂人，耶稣说的是实话，就是说这个话是从撒旦来的。
So God is, Jesus is not accusing you, but Jesus is speaking the truth that if you say more than that you should be saying is from the evil one.
就像今天 Halloween 好多事情你发生的时候呢，它就是从撒旦来的，不是说你是坏人还是好人。
So if things happening around us during Halloween, you have to know these things are from the evil ones, not from people.
那当我们知道耶稣在讲真理的时候呢，我们就要小心。哦，原来真是从撒旦来的。
So you have to pay attention that okay, yeah, it is truly from the evil.
那如果你要启示，你夸口，你要做一个事情是你做不到的。
So if you want to make a vow, you are trying to do something that you cannot accomplish.
你就把自己套进去。
Then you will be entrapping yourself.
那是不是从撒旦来的？
So is that from the evil one?
你最后你被定罪了，是不是？
At the end, you will be condemned.
那这个就是，即使你想的是很好的意愿，现在讲到启示啊，好多时候是很好的意愿，很好的意愿，如果你自己能力做不到的，或者说你自己对自己不了解，你不要去 promise， 不要去保证，不要去说这些话。
So even if your promises are made from a good, you know, perspective, however, if you cannot do it, then please don't make the vow.
所以呢，今天你要保证什么东西呀？你给人保证，跟神保证什么东西呢？就说你不要保证。
So if you want to make a promise to people, to God.Here I'm telling you that don't.
不要保证说，我等我神啊，你让我发财了以后，我就50%来奉献。
So please do not make a vow like, God, if you make me rich, then after I will give you 50% of my earnings.
哦，我就要帮助穷人。
And I will help the poor.
哦，神啊，你给我这栋大房子，我就要让大弟兄姐妹来聚会。我们又在说你了。
Or else you say, okay, God, give me this big house, and then I will let brother sister to come and worship you.
那所以呢，是就是，不是就不是。是你买房子给自己住，就是给自己住。那将来能不能聚会，将来再看。
So let your yes be yes and no be no. So if you want to get a good house for yourself, then do it. So later on, if you are willing to give up the space for people to worship, then it's something else.
所以呢，将来买了大房子，人家说为什么不聚会？我没有说要聚会，心里很平安。
So lady, if you don't make that kind of promise, then if you bought a house and people ask, how come you don't open up your house for the church? Then you, because you didn't make the promise, then you won't be guilty of that.
所以即使好的事情，你也不要 promise， 也不要许愿。
So even if it's for good, please do not make a vow.
那今天我们讲这些东西究竟有什么重要性呢？
So why is it important for us to talk about this?
第一个，神的话永远是重要的，不知道哪天我们就用上。
First of all, God's words are always important, so you don't know when it's going to be in your. You need to use that in your life at certain point.
啊，不光是在我们的在我们行走的道路上面呢，耶稣讲的就是听了话的他的话就去行的，就是把房子建在磐石上，很稳当。
So in our life, Jesus said that if we listen to His words and do what He's told us to do, it's just like us building our house on a firm foundation.
另外一个呢，当我们照着这样去做的时候呢，我们心里有平安的时候呢，我们会越来越清楚地听见圣灵的声音，前面该怎么走。
So if you do that, and then you will have the peace of mind from the Holy Spirit, you will know what to do next in your spiritual walk.
那有时候你给人保证了一些东西，你做不到的呢，那就天天在想这个东西。
And sometimes you make a vow and you cannot do that, and then you will be thinking about the things that you promise all day long.
比如说，我如果给我的太太说，我等我后年的时候，明年的时候呢，我一定给你买一个3万块钱的戒指，钻戒。
So for example, if I promise my wife that next year I'm going to get you a $30,000 diamond ring.
我没有这样讲过，我现在我比较聪明，我只给他买一朵2.99块的玫瑰花。
So I have never promised her anything like that, but I'm very smart. I always just buy a rose for her that cost me about $2.99.
你结果在这两年里面你就想，我怎么样赚够钱，存够钱。要买那个，要让我的太太高兴，是不是
？So maybe if I made the promise, I will have work hard for my promise. I have to save enough money to make her happy.
那你这两年的时候呢，做事情啊，你就被这个东西所抓住。
So during this year, these 2 years, and because of promise, you will be trapped by your own promise.
所以你就不得自由。
Then you will have no freedom.
当你不得自由的时候呢，圣灵带领你去做别的事情，你好多时候很难脱身。
So if there is no freedom, when Holy Spirit try to lead you to other places, then you just cannot follow.
比如说吧，说像说，你赶紧关掉你的生意，因为你不知道是可能明年后年会发生什么东西，圣灵感动你关掉你的生意。
For example, the Holy Spirit might leave you to close down your business because you don't know what is going to happen in a year or a couple of years.
那你就想，不行不行，行有5000块钱，我必须要买给我太太这个钻戒，我已经答应她。
And then you will tell yourself, no, I still short of $5,000. I need that $5,000 in order to buy.The ring for my wife.
我等一下再做半年，再做半年。
So I will just work a little bit more, maybe a six month more.
那我们就会不愿意让圣灵带领。
So by that we do not want to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以我这个是神呢，目的就要在保护我们，就说你好的事情你也不要多说。
So that's why the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us, even if it's for the good, please do not make the vow.
那这里讲的呢，他说这个出自于撒旦，最主要的讲的是好的事情。
So here it says it is from the evil one, mainly pointing to the good things. Promise was good intention.
就说这是撒旦来把你要套到里面去。
So it's a trap that Satan is to entrap you.
那坏的事情呢，就更不应该讲，不要多说。
Of course, the bad things you shouldn't say as well.
那这些话不仅仅是说你不要歧视啊，就是说，好的事情，坏的话也是这样的，就是那负面的话呢，也是一样的，就是是就是，不是就不是，不要多说。
So this promise was good intention. You shouldn't make it and show us the negative things that you shouldn't even say at all.
那负面的就更不应该说了。
So negative things you shouldn't say.
啊，比如说你看，儿子，你看，怎么功课做不好，怎么搞的？
So you will say, okay, to your son, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? Like your homework is, you know, like the thing that you did on your homework is really bad.
真没出息。
You're worthless.
最后三个字，真没出息就是多说的话。
So if you say things like that, like worthless, then you know those are from the ego one. You know, like say things that beyond that you should be saying.
你已经讲完了。
Sorry.
我的话不好。那就是做撒旦了。
So it's from the ego one.
啊，撒旦。哦，你看那个姐妹，最近又买了一个大房子。
So you say, okay, oh, that sister bought another house.
她就是贪。
She is
greedy.
Greedy.
那这时候最后这个字，就是贪这三个字呢，就是主呢，这恶者。
So the word greedy is from the evil one.
所以呢，就是在我们讲话的时候呢，是就是，不是就是，实实在在。
So during our conversation, let our yes be yes and no be no.
那所以当我们真正实实在在的讲话的时候呢，你就发现就是我们的仍有一个自由在里。
So when you act, talk in truth, then you will find freedom that is in you.
我们心里面也有安息在。
So we will have rest in our soul as well.
啊，我们的关系也越来越美好。
And our relationship can be better.
那这就是我们的家庭会美好，教会会合一啊。教会里面人进来的时候呢，会感觉到一种温暖。
That our relationship will be better with our family in church. That when people come to our church, they will feel welcome.
啊，你说，那我们就少讲话吧。
So you will say, okay, let's just, you know, stop talking then.
哎，少讲话，神没有说让你少讲话，只是说不要多讲话。
So God didn't want you to speak less. I mean, God doesn't want you to not speak at all, but He just said that you shouldn't talk more than you should.
所以呢，就是当我们读这些话语的时候呢，我们一定不要把它当成一种律法。
So when you read these verses, please don't make it as a law in your life.
那圣经上讲呢，就是说，这个条文啊，让我们，这个，叫什么？对，条文让我们死，圣灵让我们活，经意让我们。
So that's what the Bible says, that you know the laws make us die and the Spirit give us life.
千万不要把新约耶稣的话呢当成律法来对待。
So please do not treat Jesus' words as if they are, you know, like laws and yeah.
当把神的话语放在我们的里面的时候，你接着祷告，接着耶稣呢，就是喜乐的要活出这样的生命。
So that's through prayers that we will live the word of God with joy.
那所以呢，不是说少说就好，那不要陷到律法里面去。我就不说话，到教会里面不说话，哪里也不说话。
So please do not fall into the trap of the laws that you think that if I go to church then I shouldn't talk.
或者我曾经说错话了，今天不说话，少说话。
Or else you think, okay, I made a mistake in the past.By talking too much, now I'm going to stop talking.
所以当圣灵带领我们要来做见证啊，要来鼓励别人的时候，我们要说。
So when the Holy Spirit leads us, when we try to console other people, console to other people, then we should be talking.
那即使说错呢，圣灵也会带领我们啊，我们继续在主里面来成长。
So even if we made a mistake, we will continue to grow in the Holy Spirit.
那所以就是说，我们特别是在圣灵里面服侍、启示里面服侍的人呢，都是要经过这样一个阶段，就是说，他又犯错误的时候。
So especially people who are minister in the church, that you know, like in our life, there are mistakes that we are, you know, going to make.
特别在圣灵的启示里面运行的时候。
Especially when we move under the Holy Spirit.
那好多时候你也可能会犯错。
Sometimes you can make a mistake as well.
那撒旦会借着这些人，你以后不要这样服侍。
And the Satan will use this and telling you that you should stop.
人家说你是假先知。
People say that you are a false prophet.
而人家说那是不是从圣灵来的。
People say that it's not from God.
但是呢，你不要被这些东西来阻止。
However, you shouldn't be stopped by these voices.
因为主耶稣让我们得自由。
Because Jesus is here to give us freedom.
主耶稣的宝血洁净遮盖我们。
The blood of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, will cover us.
不断的洁净遮盖。
And continue to cover.
不断的医治我们。
Continue to heal us.
但是永远我们知道我们在主里面是被接纳的神的儿女。
But forever we know that we've been accepted in Jesus Christ, in God.
所以在我们喜乐和平安里面，我们在说话，我们在做事。
So in peace and joy, we are speaking, we are like ministering.
那说错了，我们就在主的面前说 sorry.
If we did,
人的面前说 sorry, 继续往前走。
If we said something wrong, then we will say sorry between God and between people, and we'll continue.
好多时候做错事，这个说错话，这是成长的一部分。
And a lot of times when we make a mistake in our life, or when we talk, it's a normal process of growth.
所以我们一定要接纳我们这个成长的过程。
So we have to accept the process of our growth.
而且要高高兴兴的接纳我们成长的过程。
And also, you know, embrace it with joy.
而且要接纳别人成长的过程。
And we also embrace other people's.
那这个过程里面就是一种恩典相待。
So in between this acceptance, you know, we, for other people.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要在教会呢多多的来祷告，聚在一起的祷告，让圣灵来运行，喜乐来充满，自由运行。
That's why in church we have to continue to pray and pray for other people so that the Holy Spirit can move in us.
所以呢，就是当我们在这个具体的时候呢，好多时候，在人看来是错的话，做错的事，都不是一回事情。
So that's why, if you people might think, okay, something that you say is wrong, or you know, things you do is wrong, but in God, it's nothing.
那所以呢，神看我们的时候呢，这些错的事情、对的事情，如果在耶稣基督里面，它不是回事情。
So even though the things that you think is wrong, but in God, it is not.
所以有时候我们在读这个旧约新约的时候，你发现那些旧约里面的人做了一些事情，这么乱七八糟，我不知道他是对的还是错的。
So that's why when you read the Old Testament, you will see like all sort of things that people do in the past, and you do not know whether it is right or wrong.
那他是其实神的意思很简单，人全是罪人。
God's thinking is simple that all men are sinners.
它不是对和错的问题，而是死和活的问题。
It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's the matter of life and death.
所以在我们在耶稣基督里面，人就活了。
So in Jesus Christ, we are alive.
所以我们说错话，在耶稣基督里面有时候说错话，这样我们的在主里面呢，那个就是一个不是一个问题。为什么？就像一个病树呢？它栽在溪水边，它一定要发旺。
So if you say something that is not appropriate, but in God it is okay. It's just like a tree, a sick tree that is planted by the water.
所以它不是一个对和错的问题，它活了，活了它一定会发旺。
So it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of life and death. If the tree is planted by the water, it will flourish.
所以你发现，圣经里面旧约、新约的人呢，那些被神拣选的人呢，都犯过很多的错。
That's why if you read the Old Testament, you will see those people who are appointed by God, they have made many, many mistakes.
在神看来呢，在人看来呢，他们就犯了很多的错。
So in you know the eyes of people, they made a lot of mistakes.
那在神看来呢，这个不是对和错的问题。
So in God, it's not a matter of right or wrong.
因为他是一个罪人。
Because they are sinner, he is a sinner.
他需要神。
He needs God.
那所以呢，就说 ，Daniel, how are you? Okay.
没关系，我跟他。
Come to your mom later. Okay. 没事。所以呢，就说我们当圣灵带领我们的时候呢，我们要有这个自由，要讲当讲的话。
So when you are led by the Holy Spirit, you will have the freedom to say the things that you should be saying.
所以不是要少讲。
So we are not talking about, you know, you should speak less.
那在圣经里面有一句话，箴言25:11呢，讲一句话说的合宜，就像金苹果落在银膀子里面。
So in Proverbs, it says that if a word is properly spoken, it's just like an apple falling into a silver net.
所以我们常常呢祷告了求那一句话。
So we'll always pray for the right words to say.
那个能够造就人的话。
So words that can build other people.
那几句话能够让神喜悦的话。
So words that will please God.
那所以我们常常就在主的这个带领之下呢，我们就往前进，往前学习。
So in the leadership of our Holy Spirit, will continue to walk forward.
所以我们现在就来祷告，祷告我们有一些大家可以来分享。
So we'll pray, and after that we can share.
主啊，我们感谢你，为你的话语献上感恩。
Lord, I praise you and give thanks for your words.
你说你来不是要来审判我们，你来是要造就我们，你来是要让我们得生命。
You said that you are here not to condemn us, but give us life and future.
要让我们得的更丰盛。
So that we can have an abundant life.
盗贼来是要毁坏，偷窃杀害。
So that as the thief come to steal, to destroy.
那撒旦来让我说错话，破坏关系。
Satan came so that we will speak the wrong things to break our relationship.
做错事情。
Make mistakes.
但是今天你来是要让我们得生命。
But today you came to give us life.
主啊，你也会教导我们怎么样讲话。
And you will teach us how to talk.
主啊，是的，主啊，我们再次的来相信你，这个过程里面有你陪伴我。
Once again, we believe that in this process, you are with me.
在这个过程跟随你的过程里面，我们不被任何声音来控告。
So when we follow you, we will not be accused by any voices.
我们也不被撒旦来指使。
We will not be used by this Satan.
当我们说话做事的时候，我们就说神啊，愿意你，尊你为大。
When we walk, when we talk, we will say that, Lord, you are the greatest.
神啊，我们所讲的话都愿意来造就人。
So all the words that we say, we want to build other people.
不造就人的话。主啊，你让我一句都不讲。
So, things that will not build other people up, I will not speak.
那不要让那恶者在我的口上有任何的影响力。
So, let the evil one has no influence on my words.
不要让那恶者来用我的口来说话。
So, we do not allow the evil one to use our mouths to speak.
我们的口单单的归你所用。
Our mouth will only be for yours.
我们的口要传讲你的救恩。
Our mouth will proclaim your salvation.
要来鼓励别人得建造得自由。
Will encourage others to build other people.
然后我们的教会要成为一个人来以后感觉到被接纳的地方。
So our church will be a place that welcome when people came, they will feel welcome.
被爱的地方。
Loved.
没有垄断。
So no accusation.
主要是那种没有闲话。
No gossip.
主啊，我们持有就是彼此的关爱。
Only love and encouragement for each other.
主啊，谢谢你这个过程里面，你必然会来给我们恩典。
Lord, we thank you for doing this process. I know that you will give us grace and mercy.
哈利路亚，你来释放我们每一个弟兄姐妹得自由，活在喜乐、平安里面。
Release all of our brothers and sisters so that we will have freedom to live in peace and love.
活在圣灵里面。
To live in Holy Spirit.
不活在律法里面。
We will not live under the law.
圣灵来就是让我们得自由。
Holy Spirit came to give us freedom.
受到了哈巴伊的，受到了哈德格的自由的生命。
We will have a free life.
活水的江河。
Living water.
哈利路亚，我感谢你，赞美你。
哈利路亚，我 praise you, thank you, Lord.
主啊，你继续的来服侍我们每一位。
Continue to minister to every one of us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.